After that, we get the humic matter fraction. So this one's about 50% of the total. Now this one then, if you take a sample of your water and you put it down a column which contains synthetic resin called a ZAD8 resin. So this resin then will trap the material that is hydrophobic in character. If you then take that material off the column, you can subdivide that using the method I talked about before. If you take that material, it's put back into aqueous solution, you change the pH to 2, the component that's fallen out then is the humic acid component, and these guys will have quite high molecular weight, so 1,000 to 5,000. In contrast, our fulvic acids, they've stayed in solution, there's no precipitation at pH 2 or below. These ones are lower in molecular weight, but they're the dominant part of the 50%. So here I'm not saying this is the total, I'm breaking down that 50% into 40% is fulvic, 10% humic. Now the amount that's present in the ocean of the dissolved organic matter is around a milligram per litre, so it's a ppm. In the fresh water, it's around 4 ppm, but the nature of the dissolved organic matter is quite different. What we've done above is we have broken down the 100% into the components that we can characterise, 20%, okay, the non-humic matter, the component that we can deal with but we can't fully characterise, the humic matter at 50%. Okay, so we've just done 70%, there's left behind 30%. That 30% is then referred to as the hydrophilic fraction, and this is fully hard to characterise. Okay, so people just are not there at the moment. They're worrying about the humic components and pinning down a little bit more and the non-humic, but these ones are very hard. Now the issue then is due to the large number of cubic kilometres in the ocean multiplied by 1 ppm, we have got a vast amount of carbon sitting in the carbon cycle in the ocean. And a slight perturbation then can very significantly change our 390 ppm in the atmosphere.